a good team win. Pittsburgh's a very good football team and well coached, and I thought our guys stepped up and made the plays we had to make to win the game.
So a couple of weeks ago, Bills looked like Daniel Thomas suffered the type of injury that might have ended his season. To have him go out there yesterday, just 2 weeks later, and run like that, what does that say about him and about that conditioning?
Yeah, he played a good football game. He really stepped up and made some big plays in the game. Did a good job blocking as well. And, you know, he's a hard-working guy. He comes to work every single day and works hard, and he made a real nice contribution in the game yesterday.
Can you talk just about how this is such a game of literally inches and how things can change? I mean, if Antonio Brown is 2 inches to his right, this is a whole new – it's a whole new thing for you guys this morning.
It's a 60-minute game and sometimes longer, and you have to play every play. You have to finish every play. And you know, there's things we can learn on that play, and I don't think there's anything miraculous. It's good old-fashioned team defense, just good pursuit, good angles to the football, leverage on the football, those type of things. But it's, you know, again, it's a 60-minute game, and our guys made enough plays to win the game.
What's your mindset as that play is unfolding? I mean, as you're watching that, be honest with us, what are you thinking as you're seeing that?
I'll be honest with you. One of the things that I had been a part of a game there where Roethlisberger completed a pass on the last play of the game and beat us in a very, very close game. I haven't had time to look at what the score of that game was, but it was probably pretty close to what the game we were in. And I might have been saying a couple Hail Marys. I can't remember. Or our fathers, I don't know. Novena. You know, I know my mother was probably back wherever she was. So.
Coach, two things on the Heartline play.
Yeah.
Can you teach the catch that he made, number one, and number two, were you prepared to challenge it, or was his imploring enough to convince you to challenge it on your own?
Well, as I've said many times, never met a receiver who didn't have both feet down, you know what I mean? So you have to take that with a grain of salt. But, you know, he was very confident that he got both feet down. Our people upstairs thought he did. It looked like what we could see, you know, the best estimate we had that he got it down. But he practices like that. If you watch our practices, he'll lay out on plays like that and work his tail off. And those things, you know, we're in our team meetings, a lot of times we show, you know, taking the meeting room to the practice field and then taking the practice field to the game field. And I'm sure there's pictures of him doing that in practice. It happens. So I'm not surprised that he did it.
I'm sorry, how would you describe the strides your offense has made the last few weeks?
Guys are making plays. I mean, you know, again, Steve, you could go back to last week. I think I said last week we caught a slant and broke a tackle, got a touchdown. We caught a hitch, broke a tackle, got a touchdown. The 55-yard run by Daniel Thomas, again, I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to say we put that in install number one or install number two at training camp. I mean, it's a basic play. You know, Charles Clay on the opposite side of the route concept that we had, that's a base play in our offense. You know, guys stepped up and made plays, and, you know, you have to credit the offensive staff. You got to credit the players for executing those plays. They're not really a whole lot of new stuff, you know. We talked to our guys. We made a point that our point of emphasis when we got to December was we're not going to reinvent the wheel. You know, we've had, at that point, I think we had 11 games going into December 1. And we told them, we're not reinventing the wheel. We've got to get better. And we put a quote at our stuff. That's what we have to get better at, you know. And we got to, you know, step up and make plays. And our guys did that.
Now, did you get a chance to watch the film? Was it a forward pass at the end there?
It's close. Very close. Honestly, it's close.
Andy was just telling us that he believes he's read something where there's a rule that you can only review one play, one aspect of the play, either the step out of the bounds or the forward pass. Or were you aware of that? Or, you know.
Well, I mean, I yield to my, you know, is the expert here over here is he's been right in front. You're trusting his expertise?
I do, actually.
You do? Okay. Well, I believe they can review all reviewable aspects of the play. That's my understanding. Sorry, Andy. I didn't mean to. I know your reputation's impeccable in this room. But.
Clay has made so many big plays over the past few weeks. Is it time for everybody to sort of raise their expectations of what he can become as a tight end in this offense?
If
You guys have your own expectations. I mean,
well,
no, I mean, he's a hardworking guy. I mean, one of the things that you like to see is you like to see guys that have a good attitude and an outstanding work ethic produce in football games. And, you know, I don't know, and he's obviously a very good athlete. He's a professional football player, so that's maybe an assumption that we make. So, you know, it's great to see a guy that works hard, and it's important to have success on the field. And he's certainly contributed. He had a beautiful block on Ryan Tannehill's, I don't know how many yards that run was. It was a long run. It was beautiful, excellent block. So
you talk about our expectations. I mean, you guys brought in Dustin Keller. Obviously, you didn't think of Charles Clay this year as being the full-time tight end.
Our player acquisition, we make decisions that we think are going to help our football team. I don't know that it was any indictment on Charles Clay.
Joe, when Olivier Vernon has moved inside, it seems to be effective. Can you talk about how you feel that has done when he's lining up in there and the pressure he gets on the quarterback?
Well, I think, Casey, Rogers, and Kevin, and the whole defensive staff put together, we have a variety of different personnel packages and different alignments that, you know, create – it takes time, from both sides. You know, offensive staffs now have to find out, okay, who's blocking who, and let point this guy out and that guy out, and who are you hot off of. And so if you move a guy around a little bit, you know, hopefully you can create some positive matchups for yourself, and I think we've done that.
How do you evaluate the play of the secondary yesterday, especially in the fourth quarter, some of the breakups, Carroll, Grimes, and some of the plays they made that –
Yeah, I mean, more of the same, you know, guys stepping up making plays, Andy, just like we talked about. Sometimes when you play Pittsburgh, they're not necessarily all the time a rhythmical football team. You're going to have to keep playing. You're going to have to, stay with your guy down the field maybe a little bit longer than you're used to. And so, and the scrambles and plays get distorted a little bit, and you just got to stay with the guys. Nolan particularly made a couple excellent plays on the football yesterday. You know, Brent did as well in the fourth quarter. There was some good playmaking.
How do you keep up with the whole playoff formula and contingency plans, and how do you help your team avoid scoreboard watching to see what the Ravens are doing?
Well, the easiest thing is, you're playing good football teams every single week. In other words, last week, getting ready for Pittsburgh, we knew we were going to have our hands full. We knew this was going to be a tough game to go into Pittsburgh in December, against a good team. It's well coached, and it's easy to keep guys focused. Now we got the New England Patriots coming to town. That your plate's already full.
Rob Gronkowski was announced to be out for the year.
Say that again.
Rob Gronkowski was announced to be out for the year today. How does that change your preparation for the Patriots, and how dynamic of a loss is that for them?
Well, I mean, the thing about New England, and they have an excellent offensive staff. They utilize their personnel very, very well, and they adjust. I think part of the thing in coaching is you have to be able to adjust, and you have to be flexible, and you have to have a big enough system offensively that you can incorporate different players throughout the course of the season, and they have a lot of good players, and they have an excellent staff, so we're gonna have our hands full when they come into town.
The quality of the offensive line play over the last month, do you think it's slightly better than the first 6-7 games, or do you think it's substantially better, and how did Brenner do yesterday?
I think it's better, Barry. I think Jimmy Turner's done a nice job adjusting with bringing some guys in and some new spots. And, Pouncey was out for a couple games and those type of things. And, guys have stepped up. Nate stepped up. Sam Brenner stepped up. Tyson Clavo, we felt, played a very good game yesterday. So, I think it has been better. And Sam Brenner, represented himself well, too.
Why, in that rotation with Brenner, did he show you in practice that he deserved those opportunities?
Yeah, and in his game time, it was something we talked about as a staff. That was our plan. It wasn't anything to do with, anything more than that, really. We kind of went into the game with a plan of playing him and playing Nate, and we thought he did a good job.
Steve Weingen, there will be so much energy devoted the next 3 weeks to playoff scenarios, ink spilled and airtime and all that, because the NFL, this is, it stirs up interest. To what extent does it interest you Do you feel like you can't afford to get into that? Is it self-discipline? I mean, where do you...
I think it's just, again, the focus. We talked to the guys Saturday night in the hotel that really all that matters is that we are 1-0 at the end of the day tomorrow. That was Saturday night, meaning at 4:15 or 4:30 yesterday afternoon. And really all that matters is, you know, against an excellent football team coming into town. I think they've won 5 out of their last 6 or something like that. Does that sound about accurate? You know, that's all, you know, that's a full plate, as I mentioned. And we're going to have to play extremely well. No, you're not going to get any gifts from this team. They're too well coached. They got too many good players. They don't beat themselves. So we're going to have to go out there and earn a victory. And that's what we have to keep focused on.